Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Okay, hey. Great. I got it working. Thank you. Great. And so I guess I would just sort of love to hear you introduce yourself and talk about how you first got involved with any civil rights or anti-racism work and what kind of what it was like.
Okay. I'm Susan Vallier, and I got involved in civil rights work in really the summer of 1965. It was between my junior and senior year at Stanford, and I had friends. Well, I knew about what had happened the summer before in Mississippi when the three civil rights workers were murdered, and there was a fellow who was organizing on the Stanford campus, and one of my good friends knew that guy, and somehow I got recruited and went down to Tallahassee, Florida, and spent the whole summer there. That was 1965 summer, and we were operating out of the law office of John Dew, who was the only African-American lawyer at the time and the only lawyer in Florida or anywhere around within 150-mile circumference who would take a case on behalf of an African-American person. And there were many groups connected with this law office at the time. And if you Google John Dew, the lawyer, you will see that he is, over the years, he has stayed and maintained his status as a big civil rights lawyer.
How do you spell his last name if folks want to look it up?
It's John Dew, D-U-E is his last name.
Got it.
So this was right after he had passed the bar, and he had just opened his office. And he had just opened this office. I don't think he'd been in business for more than a year or so. The organizations who were headquartered in his office that summer were SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, CORE, Congress of Racial Equality, and the Lawyers Constitutional Defense Fund, which is really the group that I came in with. There was a lawyer from San Francisco who had been friends with John Kennedy, and his name was Jim O'Day, and he was a wonderful lawyer who kind of led the work that summer. We worked all summer, and I was the volunteer legal secretary. One of my friends was there who was already in law school, and of course he did more work, but I basically typed up all the documents that were filed. And in the space of a summer, this was right after the Civil Rights Act had been passed and signed, and so it was a really exciting summer. And we integrated a swimming pool. We filed two major lawsuits that summer and won injunctions at both of them. One was integrated a swimming pool in Tallahassee, and the other one got an injunction against a judge who was just a very, very racist judge. And I can't tell you the details now, but it was quite a summer. We were given free housing in this very low rent house, and where I discovered how big cockroaches can be.
Yeah.
And I remember just it was a very eye-opening experience and wonderful.
Did you get to go to the pool?
No, I stayed in the office typing and running errands and doing. I just worked all summer. We did. You know, we were young. We went out at night and we'd go to mixed race bars, and there was dancing. And I remember a lot of good pinball games at the bus station after working hours. But you know, I also certainly remember hitchhiking home from Florida, hitchhiking up into New York City, my first time in New York City. It was quite a summer.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I guess one of the questions I had, too, was what was some or one of the most difficult aspects of this work?
Gee. you know, the work wasn't difficult. I have to say I did experience some scary moments and some concerns. We were constantly followed by sheriff's deputies and, you know, police cars everywhere we went. We were certainly under surveillance for the work we were doing. So I had some concern about that.
Did they ever speak with you, or they sort of just followed in cars?
They never spoke with me, and I don't recall anyone really being confronted. But you know, everyone knew what had happened the summer before in Mississippi.
Yeah.
So, we were alert. We were on our toes.
Yeah.
It was also kind of scary hitchhiking home, but that's always scary.
Yeah.
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 But on the other hand, what were some of the more rewarding aspects to the work?
Oh my gosh. At the end of the summer, well, I certainly learned a lot, and the wonderful people there. And you know, when you immerse yourself in a different, with a different group of people, you're going to learn from them. And I think I learned a lot from all the very diverse people that I met there. And I'll always remember the days that we spent in the federal courthouse in Jacksonville at the end of the summer and watching the lawyers argue their cases. I think really I was inspired by that summer. That summer's work inspired me to go on and become a lawyer, and you know, to have actually since then devoted my life to civil legal aid work, and for the last 20 years to public defender work.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a big summer for me.
Yeah. So what were the group of people working? Was it a multiracial group?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
This was the summer that Stokely Carmichael this was the last summer, I think, that white people were even invited and welcomed to work with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, because Carmichael decided that it should be only African-American people in the group, that they needed to do their own, you know, raise themselves up. And there were, yes, the group was completely diverse. And
also geographically, too?
Yeah, I mean, I was there from California, and my friend was in law school on the East Coast, and Jim O'Day was there from San Francisco, and people were there from all over. There were some local people of color, and there were people from everywhere. You know, I think there must have been half a dozen of us living in the what we called the Freedom House.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest lesson you had to learn in that time was?
Gee. I think the biggest lesson was that the people that I was there to help, I shouldn't expect them to like me or be grateful for anything that I was doing. And that was, once you learn that lesson and you're there just doing the work because you believe in it, you're a lot better off.
Yeah, yeah. Were there any sort of like tools that the white people doing this organizing had to talk with each other to sort of help think through some of this stuff, or?
No, nothing was, you know, it was never really any open conflict. It was comments dropped when you're standing in line at a buffet table where they're serving chicken, and the people behind you in line are making pointed comments about which color of chicken they're going to have.
I see.
I mean, you know, it was just very, there were no fights. We were too busy. We were all working for the same thing, and there were no open fights, but there were tensions, which were certainly understandable. I thought.
Well, I guess, you know, this is sort of the reason I wanted to do this project is I feel like with everything going on in our world today, I know that I've been going to my mom and asking her questions about her time in this work when she was younger to sort of keep my heart grounded in the idea of fighting for an anti-racist world. And I guess what I would ask is what advice you might give young people today and young white women in particular who want to do civil rights work and anti-racist organizing?
Well, I think it would be don't go into it thinking that anyone is going to just think you're great and be grateful. Just, you know, make sure that you're there because that's what you want to do and you believe in the work. And certainly friendships come out of that kind of work. I was only there for 2 months.
Yeah.
And, I certainly think that had I stuck around longer, real friendships would have developed.
Yeah.
But, you need to have your head on straight when you go into any kind of work like that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds really neat that it also inspired you to get involved with legal aid work and public defense.
It definitely did. It certainly did that, and I've never ever been sorry for the work that I've done. My husband and I both just retired, so you know, after 40 some years of legal work.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time to do this, and I am working to put all of the stories in a little archive website together, and I will make sure to send you a link when it's ready to go. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Well, thank you for being a young person who is doing this kind of work now. I very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well,
okay.
And again, thanks for taking time.
You bet. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.